I am a prophet. These words I speak have been given me by angels. Moonface, they fall into sight at night and spread wings of pine needles through my skin. Stories appear down my arms, across my legs. They wind my waist in red halos. I have been chosen by Tai to tell of the beginning. My flesh is a series of writhing tablets. Let me show it to you. I will dance without veils. My body is a voice. Listen. My feet tell the story of the lost tribes who wandered in their own darkness. When they reached the promised land, they did not know it, but fell down its wet green gullet, emerged as ravens, whales, eagles. You may see their names written across my toes for just $1. But wait, there's more. Here, along my thighs, are the virgin births. Sand-colored maidens bathed in mountain streams were filled with salmon roe. Smolt swam in their bellies. Move closer, hear the swell of secret waters. The women married totem pole carvers and bore fishers who pulled in full nets. Each night, the mothers reconstructed the bones, folded, threw them back to the sea, and the salmon lived again. Stay, I'll let you touch their fins. Here on my breast, see this rusty wound? A cross marks the time the story's dulled, and Tai took a new name and began to live somewhere else, across the sea in a garden where the plants grow at the feet of men and women, not through the trunks of their bodies. Yes, you may kiss it. Our garden was cleared, and spirits shrank, hidden glass cages, their moon faces darting through golden liquid to burn hotly behind stupid tongues. They will speak to you from my mouth if you'll just buy me a drink. No, don't go yet. You haven't seen it all. For $10, I'll show you every scar on my body. Another $10, you can make your own. I will dance for you in a veil of red waterfalls. Stay. I am a prophet. Angels visit me at night with penknives.